The strategic point of developing certainty is gathering numbers rapidly. But what has made doing this such a challenge until now? See, now that we have the tools for exponentially multiplying the numbers of us thinking new thoughts, these thoughts of how to establish our non-hierarchical global alternative based in individual self-sufficiency, the equation has dramatically shifted. What's made doing this such a challenge was, as Kropotkin says, that we are confronted with a system, i.e., a false reality that is totalitarian, which means that just as the illusion we are born into under class was layered on piece by piece, first by our parents and the system surrounding them, establishing the mental frames. Our parents squeeze us because the system squeezes them. Material or economic hardship, manufactured scarcity enforced by atomization, keeping us separate and suspicious of each other, establishing the structural underpinning of insecurity. The education system reinforcing all the key myths, including in higher education, ideologies of the left that tell us that humans are motivated by self-interest and that accumulation is the driving force of history, and that, therefore, we'd best let the statesman regulate it. And then, if we miraculously are able to wade through all that with some heart intact, they bring on the agents to get us back on track, quote unquote, or move us out of the story of class altogether. The whole of this means most of us are uncertain about the possibility of a free future. Ah, if the bulk of the nation, of the commune, could only understand before the movement what is necessary to be done as soon as the government is overturned. If this dream of the utopians of the chair could be realized, we never would have had bloody revolutions. The will of the bulk of the nation, once expressed, the rest would submit to it with a good grace, says our Peter. So, just as the illusion was layered piece by piece upon us, so in just this way of layeredness, perhaps, for some, must certainty come. First, doubt as to the lies we are told arrives with new information that challenges them. Then questions. And with them, thought develops as we seek out discussion, including with the ancestors. And then looking about us, testing our new insights, noticing how powerfully they explain. And then eventually the enormity of the outrage of massive dishonesty explodes into our psyche, and then we have certainty. And throughout this process, there is an unthawing of feeling, a releasing of memory, a reinterpretation of what happened in our lives as we allow in our sadness, face the difficult truth that what we most wanted meant absolutely nothing to the people who loved us, our parents.